You're listening to the Fearless Ink Podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 78, When Your Writing Goals Change. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Fearless Ink, and I am Arshalita, and I'm so glad to have you here. You know what? If you are like me, you watched the Olympics every single day, not missing a single event, even if you didn't even realize that that was an event. Things that surprised you and things that took you by surprise. But looking at the Olympics, it just reminds you of how hard these athletes work, how long they practice and prepare for this moment, the intention that you have in order to reach that level of success. When you see them up there with their gold medals and silver medals and bronze medals and just being able to just be in the space of participating in the Olympics, it's incredible. They are setting goals now for the 2028 Olympics, which is in Los Angeles, by the way. But it's amazing. And it made me think about my goals as a creative, as a writer, and how I plan out my goals for my writing, whether it's, you know, on a month-to-month basis, on a weekly basis, or, you know, I'm planning out books for the next few years. It's important that as writers, we get comfortable with setting goals, but more importantly, that we get comfortable as our writing goals shift, because our life experiences shift as well. You know, there are weeks when I can crank out, you know, 3 to 5 articles, and then I'm writing 2 to 3 blog posts, and then I'm working on poetry, and I'm just having this amazing, productive week. Then there are weeks when I barely get a blog post out, or maybe I don't get one out at all. I don't do any articles, and trying to write is just not working out. But instead of getting bent out of shape about it, about my writing productivity, I just focus on the writing. Each week may call for a different goal than the previous week or the previous month, but I'm headed in the right direction as long as I accomplish my objectives, which is just staying on the writing train. You know, as long as I'm keeping the big goal in mind and staying on that writing path, then I'm good. Depending on what your long-term goals are in your writing, it's a good practice to revisit them maybe every 6 to 12 months. I know I do every 6 months. I just take a look at what my writing goals are. And am I on the right track? Am I aligned with the objectives to achieve that goal? And this will give you time to work towards them and figure out if they're useful to you or not, if you revisit them often. Sometimes you may need to look at your goals more often than 6 months, maybe every 3 months. You know, if you need clarity or if you already know your old goals aren't the direction you want to go anymore. So how do we revise our goals? How do we revise? When you know your old writing goal isn't relevant anymore, the easiest thing might be to just throw it out the window. But chances are your writing goals have probably evolved in some way, but not necessarily changed completely. Instead of throwing it out, think about your old goal and the new form that it's taking on. What are the differences? What are the similarities? Are the steps to achieve your new goal similar to the old one? And if they are, that's great. If not, that's okay too. Take some time to rework your action plan. And that is, I think, something that is very basic when you're working with your writing goals. If you see what's not working, or if you see that you need to rework the steps that it's going to take to achieve that goal, then that's totally normal. That's totally fine. When we talk about an action plan for our goals, you know, the idea is to work backwards from your goal to figure out the steps. So, for example, if you want to write, say, a 50,000 word draft of your novel in 5 months, that means you need to write about 10,000 words per month. And 10,000 words per month is about 333 words per day. So that's a simple example, but you get the idea. You have to break it down into digestible steps. If you want to outline your book and write it in that 5 month period, your numbers would look different. You might spend 2 weeks outlining, which means your daily word count would have to increase. So that particular structure can be applied to anything you want to work towards. Whether you want to launch your new book series over the course of 6 months or anything, take stock of what's already done, and maybe it's already been edited, and plan out what else needs to happen. That might include your cover design, your formatting, uploading your proof copies, you know, organizing your marketing, all of that. Once you know what needs to happen, you can start assigning timelines and then mini deadlines in order to get to the big picture. So, in terms of your writing goals, remember that goals are there to help you. Just like with anything in life, if we set a goal, if you set a goal to, you know, get your college degree, or you set a goal to get a particular job or to go a certain place, goals are there to help you achieve what you want to do. If a goal is no longer serving you because it's no longer what you want, or because it's causing you a lot of stress, that's okay. You can change it up. Your goals can be as big or as small as you want them to be. And using small action steps actually makes the journey more manageable. Take it one day at a time and just keep writing. Focus on your quality and not the quantity. And I know that there are voices out there on social media who'll tell you that the quantity matters, that you got to write every day, you got to hit a certain goal. And sometimes that's just not feasible. Sometimes it just doesn't work out like that. So I think what's more important is to just keep writing. What writing goals have you set for yourself? When was the last time that you looked at them? I encourage you to pull those goals out, whether you wrote them down on a sheet of paper, or maybe you created a note in your phone. I encourage you to look at it. Are those goals still relevant to what you want? And maybe it's just a matter of tweaking them a little bit to make sure that you're on track. Nevertheless, goals are there to help you. And I hope that this episode helped you figure out what it is you need to do in order to make sure those goals happen. If you have a question or comment for me, please. please reach out because I always respond to my emails as well as messages on social media. You can find me on every platform at Arshalita Writes. And until next time, take care.